entitled Giving to God, and to help us to unpack this theme for our first installment on this Try the Tithe Sunday, we want to draw your attention to the Old Testament book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 7. 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Hear these words from the Word of God. The wife of a man from the company of the prophets cried out to Elisha, "Your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that he revered the Lord. But now his creditor is coming to take my two boys as his slaves." Elisha replied to her, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house?" "Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a little oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." She left him and afterward shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her, and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, "Bring me another." But he replied, "There is not a jar left." Then the oil stopped flowing. She went and told the man of God, and he said, "Go sell the oil and pay your debts. You and your sons can live on what is left." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. For a few moments today, we just want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind: what faith can do in a financial crisis. What faith can do in a financial crisis. If this passage proves anything, it proves that anybody can go through a financial crisis, because the butcher can be busted, the baker can go bankrupt, the candlestick maker can have cash management issues. In fact, it doesn't matter, and it doesn't seem to matter whether you are a rich man, poor man, beggar man, or thief, doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief. This passage proves that anybody can go through a financial crisis. And church, that includes people of faith. That includes people who love the Lord. Because even though we serve a God that has everything, there are times when even people who trust God can feel like they have virtually nothing. In other words, church, there are times when believers can hit rock bottom. There are times when even disciples can find themselves in deep debt. There are times when even Christians can't keep their financial commitments. There are times when even the saints can become insolvent. And in this case, there are times when a widow woman finds herself backed up in a financial crisis. Now, we don't know what it was that caused her to be in this condition. We don't know what it was that put her back up against the wall. It might have been a general economic downturn. It might have been that she was poor to begin with. And many of you know that when you're poor to begin with, you already start behind. It could have been that her husband was a great provider in life, but a terrible provider at death, because he may not have thought through what was going to happen to his wife and his family after he died. So when he died, she might have had great memories of her husband, but no money from her husband. And so we don't know what it was that caused her to be in this situation. We don't know what it was that caused her to be in the midst of this financial crisis. But we do know for a fact that even though she was a woman of faith, and even though her husband was a prophet and a man of God, she was at a place where her conditions, where her creditors were about to take her children and turn them into slaves. And church, I can imagine that it was so bad that she didn't read her mail. I can imagine that it was so bad that she wouldn't even answer her phone. I can imagine that it was so bad that she wouldn't let her children play outside. Church, she was in a terrible situation. And watch what she did. Watch what she did when she got in this financial crisis. Watch what she did when her back was against the wall. The Bible says that she went to the man of God named Elisha. Church, when she got in financial crisis, she went to the man of God named Elisha. And I believe, church, that she went to Elisha because she understood that there is a degree to which faith can help you out of a financial situation. She understood that faith, when added to your situation, can help to turn things around. And so she came to Elisha and told him what was going on. She went to Elisha and told him about her situation. And Elisha looked at this woman and he asked her a question. He says, "What do you have in your house?" Church, he asked her, "What do you have back home?" And church, that question led to a priceless revelation. She was talking about how bad things were and how hard she had it. But Elisha asked her, "What do you have in your house?" And by asking this widow woman that question, he helped her to do a major thing. Because the first thing he helped her to do was to see her assets as her answer. He helped her to see her assets as her answer. Now church, here's the headline to help you to get to the place where you're able to trust God and to try God with your tithe. Here's the headline that can help you to get out of your financial crisis, just like it was for this widow woman here in our text. Here it is: your assets plus your faith equals your answer. Your assets plus your faith equals your answer. In other words, stop limiting your thinking by talking about all that you have is this, as if what you have isn't enough, but you ought to go back to your house and think of what you do have. And she said, "All I have is a pot of oil." But church, this woman lets us know that when you stop thinking like all you have won't be enough, if you just add faith to what you have, your faith will help you to see that what you have plus God is more than enough. Because the Bible says that Jesus was at a wedding one day. And when he was at this wedding in Cana, they ran out of wine. And so Jesus asked, what do you have? They said, we've got some water. And so Jesus said, just add faith to your water. And when they added faith to the water, when they poured water into the water pots, that water turned into wine, and that wine was better than the wine they had before. Is there anybody here that knows that when God blesses you, he can bless you in a way that's better than what you had before? Jesus, he had a crowd of 5,000 in the wilderness, and they were listening to him to preach the word of God. And they didn't have any food to eat after Jesus stopped preaching. And so Jesus asked the disciples, what do you have? And they said, all we've got are 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. But Jesus let them know that when you add faith to 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, you'll be able to feed 5,000, and you'll have enough happy meals for you to have stuff left over to take back home. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because God can bless you so you can have more than before. Church, I'm just trying to tell you that you've got some assets. You've got some things going for you. And when you add faith to your assets, God will give you the answer to solve your problem. Because when Moses and the children of Israel, when they were at the Red Sea, and they had the people of God standing there at the Red Sea, and they didn't know what to do because they had Pharaoh behind them and his army behind them. They had the wilderness on both sides of them. They had this sea in front of them. And so God said, Moses, I hear you complaining, and I hear the folk murmuring. Tell me, what do you have? Moses said, all I got is this little stick in my hand. All I got is this rod. And so God said, just use what you have. Use the rod that you have. And church, God is saying to somebody here today, instead of complaining all the time, instead of whining all the time, instead of just thinking that you don't have enough, God is saying to somebody to just think about what you have in your hands. Think about what you do have. Think about the skills in your hand. Think about the tools in your hand. Think about what God has given you in your hands. Because when you add faith to your assets, God will give you the victory anyhow. Is there anybody here who came to give God an anyhow kind of praise? Because no matter how dark your situation may be, God is able to bless you anyhow. Somebody ought to give God some praise today, because he is able anyhow. And so, church, if you want to find where your assets are, if you want to find where your assets are, just look in your hands, look in your heart, look in your house, and you'll discover that if you add faith to your assets, your answer is on the way. And so he asked her, what do you have? What do you have in your house? And Elisha asked her so that she could see that her answer, her assets, were her answer. But then not only did he help her to see that her assets were her answer, he did something else. He gave her some instructions. He gave her some instructions. Look at what Elisha told this widow woman as she was going through this financial crisis. Look at what Elisha told her to help her get through what she was going through. Elisha said, go and pour out. Go and pour out. And so, church, she gathered all of her empty jars. Elisha said, go and pour out. So she gathered all of her empty pots. And she said, now, what is it you want me to do, Elisha? Now, I've got all these empty pots. He said, take your full pot. Take your full pot of oil and start pouring. Now, church, can't you hear this woman thinking to herself? Can't you hear this woman even saying to Elisha, but there's not enough in this one pot to fill all these empty pots. But, church, here's where faith comes in. Here's where trusting God comes in. Because Elisha says, just start pouring anyhow. And church, I've discovered that when you walk with the Lord, and when you step out on faith, and when you trust God to do what God has told you to do, if you do what he says in spite of your problems, in spite of your pain, in spite of your difficulty, God will see you through anyhow. God will see you through whatever you're going through. And I know I'm right about it, because when the disciples were out there in the wilderness, after Jesus preached a long message teaching them about the word of God, when evening came, they didn't have any food in the wilderness. And so as Jesus was out there with his disciples, and he had 5,000 folk that listened to him preach about the word of God, well, after he finished preaching, the folk got hungry. But the only problem was they didn't have any food with them. And so Jesus said, I want you to tell me, what do you have? And they said, we got 2 fish and we got 5 loaves of bread, but we got 5,000 hungry folk and they don't have any food with them. But Jesus said, just passing out anyhow. He said, pass out what you do have. And when they passed out what they did have, God blessed them with more happy meals to take home. Because when you put God in your life and when you trust God with your faith, God will, I said, God will see you through. When the children of Israel were escaping from Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land, they had the Red Sea in front of them. They had the wilderness on both sides of them. They had Pharaoh and his army behind them. And God said, just start walking on the water anyhow. And when they started walking, God parted the waters so that they could cross over on dry land. Is there anybody here who can testify that when you put your faith in God, God will make a way out of no way? God will open doors that no man can close. Jesus told the leper when he was there in his sickness, go show yourself to the priest. I know that you got leprosy right now, but just make your way to the priest. And when you get there, you'll discover that your body will be healed. And when the priest asks you what happened to you, just tell them that you don't know, like I know what the Lord has done for me. Is there anybody here who can testify that the Lord has blessed you, the Lord has kept you, the Lord has sustained you? Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise because of what the Lord has done for you? And so when you finally get to the point where you've got to do something, it doesn't matter what God has done. And when God blesses your life and you say to yourself that it doesn't make sense to you or anybody else, if you put your faith in God anyhow and just pour out what he told you to do, God will provide for your needs. God will open doors in your life. God will hear and answer your prayer. God will turn things around. God will bless your life. Is there anybody here who came to give God some praise for what the Lord will do if you put your trust in him? Because the Bible says that he can do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think. Won't it do it? Won't it do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let's stand.